This show is brought to you by Pingboard, the employee experience platform built for companies that put their people first. Today, I want to talk about what to do if you've been going through layoffs and how to keep engagement high as best you can, because layoffs are rough. There's a lot that can be done by you and by your leadership team to just continue to keep people encouraged and show up for them emotionally, because a lot of them lost their friends. And layoffs just stink in general because it affects productivity. It totally lowers morale and it's scary and it's upsetting. And you kind of have survivor guilt if you're the one who got to stay, but one of your very good friends or just a really solid performer, someone you enjoyed working next to, got let go. There's just a lot of feelings and soft skill things that need to happen from the leadership team and from you to keep your people kind of even keeled. So I just got off the phone with a friend who's an HR leader, and they have not gone through one round of layoffs, but two in the last 6 months. And I just felt for her as I caught up with her and was just listening to what was going on at their company. Of course, is unavoidable given what's going on in the market. Just given what's going on right now for a lot of companies, a lot of layoffs are just part of business. But this person said, we just kind of never addressed it. We sent out an email, people got let go, managers discussed it, but there were missed opportunities in all hands. There was a chance for maybe some of the executives to say, hey, I know this is hard and we want to go through and support you, and we're going to send a survey and hear, you know, how are you feeling? What can we do to make you feel like you still have everything you need? And you know, how can we still continue to create and foster collaboration and give you all the tools you need to be as successful as possible at our company? So if you've done a round of layoffs and engagement is low, of course it is. I mean, that's just part of what happens after you do a round of layoffs. But make sure that your executives have addressed in all hands, like an ask me anything. I know those can be scary, but when your people see that there's a chance for them to literally ask anything, and it can be, it should be anonymous, but the CEO or someone at the company, should be the CEO in my opinion, can talk about the things that aren't revenue related, that aren't tool related, and people can ask hard questions and hear some of the answers straight from the horse's mouth. Because the worst thing you can do is have rumor mills going around or people bonding over how bad the communication has been or how poorly it was rolled out or explained that the layoffs were happening. Give your people a chance to say, I don't like the way the layoffs were communicated. So the CEO can say, I hear you that we didn't do a good job communicating this. I want you to know that I see how we could have done better now. This is maybe what we could have done differently. And in the future, I will keep this in mind. Yeah, that's painful to admit that something didn't go well, especially when it has to do with layoffs. But giving your people a chance to get upset or just have a place to put their feelings that's not their manager, it goes up a level, goes up to the leadership team. Hey, we're angry. Hey, we're hurt. Hey, we're scared. We're disappointed. Whatever it is, if you let that stuff fester, it's like mold growing in your house. You got to address it. Otherwise, you're going to have to move out of your house. It's not going to be livable anymore. So get it while it's small, and let these conversations unfold and happen in a format where everyone can hear. And if you have a CEO who's like, no, we don't want to make disengagement worse, then you say, we will make it worse when this stuff doesn't go addressed. People have these feelings. I know they have these feelings. HR often can sense and tell the pulse of things before they even send out a survey. You all, you know, people trust you. They look to you for guidance and leadership and that emotional aspect of what's coming next or what's going on or how are people feeling. They come to you. You likely onboarded them or recruited them, and every employee sort of passed through your floodgate and had the connection to you. So you know when stuff is off. So I hope you feel empowered and have a leadership team who's willing to listen to you when you say, hey, we need to talk about some feelings at the next all hands, and we need to address some things that maybe we could have done better so that our people can see that we really are a people first company. Even though we had to do layoffs, the people that are still here that have stayed, we've chosen to keep. We want to show them that we have their best interests at heart and that we want to hear how it's going and how we can do better so that they can rebuild trust in us once again. So never underestimate the power of an empathetic all hands. It's not just a meeting about revenue and productivity and our goals being met. Yes, those things should be discussed, but there should always be some kind of ask me anything format where the CEO answers every question. assuming you don't, you know, have 2,000 questions to answer, a company of anywhere from one to, I would say, 500 employees, there's got to be an easy way to at least in written format address a lot of the questions or group them. Like a lot of you asked about this benefit, something like that. So yeah, you might get a lot of AMAs, ask me anythings, but you can group them, but you should address all of it. Just make sure you're leveraging your all hands for the soft skills part of your leadership teams. You know, what they're supposed to be bringing to the table and for your company is building trust, creating a great place to work. They're your partners in optimizing and building a better employee experience. So they're an extension of you in this all hands format to make sure that your people see that, yes, it's been a rocky year. Yes, we've had a tough 6 months. Hey, you're still here. We're still so glad that you choose to work here. We want to make sure that we have an open line of communication to you at all times and that you feel comfortable and safe sharing what it's like to work here or what you're feeling about working here so that we can keep that top of mind when we're making decisions. All your people want to see is effort. Layoffs are inevitable, but there are things you can do to help calm the franticness, calm the scaredness, and show your people that your company is a great place to work. And show people that your company is an empathetic, people-first organization. Truly. Is it even really possible to get a layoff right? It's something that is just, it's going to cause disengagement. But there are lots of areas and opportunities for you to probably have done better. And for your people to have a place to put those feelings, I think is really powerful and shows that you do care. So if you feel like there's an element missing from your all-company meetings that is more emotional, more relational, you're probably right. And an executive team is typically very metrics-driven. They have their soft skills. That's how they got into their roles that they're in. But make sure that you're reminding them that the soft skills are what gets people to stay. And yes, we want to be driving revenue and having positive customer relations and increasing productivity and seeing engagement increase. But we get there through listening to our people and hearing what they have to say and showing them through the soft leadership skills of empathy, the soft skills of listening, getting your employees to pull themselves out of their narrow focus of metrics and reminding them that the relationships are what keep people at a company. The experience of working at the company is what gets people to stay. They need to be aware of how employees are seeing the company. And some of that is having a hard conversation. It can't be great all the time. Guess what? Google and Apple and all those big companies, they're having a hard time too. So it's not a problem that's unique to your company, but it is something you can have a more dialed in approach to at least showing up for the conversation. If you're all hands ends and you can just kind of tell it fell flat and everyone's like, yeah, okay, thanks for that. So great. So glad we had revenue and we added all these new customers. What about my friend that just got let go? What about me? Am I next? That's something that you feel in your gut that I hope you listen to and surface to your leadership team and say like, hey, we got to come back to the basics and talk about the people part of this and show up for our people. However long it takes and in whatever format, I highly suggest use your all hands, do an AMA, send out an AMA email. Pingboard has a surveys tool that's really easy to use for this exact purpose. And you can say, hey, we're going to have an all hands on Friday, on Monday. Say, if you have anything you'd like to anonymously ask, please, you know, ask it here and we'll do our best to address it in the session. And that gives the CEO and you and the executives a week to get those responses and really get together and talk about what is the answer going to be so that the other leaders can go to their teams and have the conversations again if need be, and that all the executives are aligned and are saying the same thing because teams talk. And if the CEO says one thing and then another leader is like, ah, you know, teams feel that, see it and hear it. And it's like, gosh, if they're saying two different things, what's really going on up there? And do I want to be at this company? And all of a sudden, before you know it, you've got even more quiet quitting and more voluntary turnover. So do your ask me anything, take time as a leadership team, and you in HR, if you're not on the leadership team, you should be definitely part of this discussion to be making sure that the answers are being always framed back to, we are a people first company. We could have done this better. Hey, that answer has a lot to do with revenue. How does it relate back to the people? You need to be there to sort of guide the crafting of their responses and making sure that the narrative is, hey, we're here for you. Because we know that when we're here for you, the rest of it comes, you know, the rest of it being productivity, revenue, and all that. So if you have an executive team that's not willing to listen to your ideas or come back to the people first narrative or include you in these discussions about the sometimes unmeasurable, just that feeling in the air, the elephant in the room, there's something not right. People are disengaged and it is thick. Like even in a remote workforce, you can just feel it. That is your superpower as the person who's running all of the people operations or running HR. You can just tell. And I hope your executive team listens to you. And if they don't, stop talking to them and go find a leadership team that will listen to you, because that's a very specialized skill set. That's what you're great at. I hope for you for the rest of the year that I wish no more layoffs upon anyone. But if you do, make sure that as maybe mistakes are made or mishaps happen or rollouts, communication, the way things are handled, when they're not excellent, you ask your people to tell you about it so that you can get with your executive team and come up with a way to explain to everyone why decisions were the way that they were, you know, in as much detail as you realistically can, but also apologize and say, we could have done better and we hear you. That's what people want to hear. You don't have to go back in time and fix it. Obviously you can't, but that little effort in showing that we heard you, we get it, understood, 10-4, next time we will do better. That's how forgiveness works. That's how you build trust back. So if you've been going through rounds of layoffs, I'm sorry. And I see you, and that's exhausting. It takes you away from your full-time role, and it's hard to see people that you recruited and hired and wanted to see grow and thrive at your company. It's hard to see them go. It's hard to be the one to let them go. The position you're in can be incredibly rewarding, but also very draining and upsetting and exhausting, and it's hard. So I see you. You're doing a great job. You're doing the best you can, and just continue to listen to your gut when you know something is off. That is just intuitively, we need to talk about feelings, you know, more as a company. Just go there with your executive team. I think they'll appreciate your perspective. I think they'll appreciate you slowing them down enough and your perspective on how they can show up for their people, because that's what their people need. This show is brought to you by Pingboard, the employee experience platform for companies who put their people first. Pingboard helps you offer a great employee experience and keep a pulse on the things that you could be optimizing and improving to drive engagement levels. With features like surveys, one-on-ones, peer recognition, and a really easy-to-use org chart, directory, flashcard game, onboarding checklist, all these features and tools to make sure that your employees are equipped to have their basic needs met while you're busy making sure the business is still running. You can't do it all, but you can have a tool that helps make sure it happens. You can't do it all, but you can have a tool that helps make sure it happens. Take care of yourself, go for walks, drink water, sleep, rest. Nobody lived their whole life wishing they did more work, but your job especially. You're doing great. Thanks for listening.